You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 65. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus, and if you have a skin disease, then you'll need to bring to the priest two clean birds, a piece of cedar wood, a piece of red cloth, and a hyssop plant. And if you're wondering why, well, you'll have to stay with us as we go through chapter 14. You'll learn all the rules for cleansing people with skin diseases. And as an added bonus, you'll learn how to get rid of mildew in your house. Just a hint, you don't call the plumber or the construction workers. Nope, you call the priest. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. And in chapter 13, Jesus gets serious. We heard this same passage in Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus warns his followers about the end times. But one of my favorite lines is in verse 14, Jesus warns them about this terrible thing that causes destruction. I mean, that sounds scary, like a giant robot or Godzilla or something. And Jesus says, you'll see this thing standing in the place where it should not be. And then Mark actually has in parentheses sort of this whisper to the side. And he breaks the fourth wall and actually is speaking to you, the reader. And he says, reader, I trust you understand what this means. Well, whether we understand it or not, the next line tells us all to run. That sounds like good advice. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Leviticus 14, Rules for Those with Skin Diseases. The Lord said to Moses,
these are the rules for people who have had a skin disease and have been made well. These rules are for making them clean.
The following are detailed instructions from the Lord. A priest must look at those who had the skin disease. The priest must go to them outside the camp and look to see if the skin disease is healed. If they are healthy, the priest will tell them to do these things. They must bring two clean birds that are still alive, a piece of cedar wood, a piece of red cloth, and a hyssop plant. Then the priest must order one bird to be killed in a clay bowl over running water. He must take the other bird that is still alive, and the piece of cedar wood, the piece of red cloth, and the hyssop plant, and dip them in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. He must sprinkle the blood 7 times on those who had the skin disease. Then he must announce that they are clean. After that, the priest must go to an open field and let the living bird go free. The people going through this purification ceremony must wash their clothes, shave off all their hair, and wash with water. Then they will be clean. Then they may go into the camp, but they must stay outside their tent for 7 days. On the 7th day, they must shave off all their hair. They must shave their head, their beard, and their eyebrows. Yes, all their hair. Then they must wash their clothes and bathe their bodies in water. Then they will be clean. On the 8th day, anyone who had a skin disease must take 2 male lambs that have nothing wrong with them, and a 1-year-old female lamb that has nothing wrong with it. They must also take 24 cups of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, and 2/3 of a pint of olive oil. The priest must bring that person and those sacrifices before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. This must be the same priest who announced that the person is clean. The priest will take 1 of the lambs and the oil as a guilt offering. He will lift them in front of the Lord to show they were presented to God. Then the priest will kill the male lamb in the holy place where they kill the sin offering and the burnt offering. Like the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest. It is very holy. The priest will take some of the blood of the guilt offering. He will put some of this blood on the tip of the right ear of the person to be made clean. The priest will put some of this blood on the thumb of the right hand and on the big toe of the right foot of that person. The priest will also take some of the oil and pour it into his own left palm. Then the priest will dip the finger of his right hand into the oil that is in his left palm. He will use his finger to sprinkle some of the oil 7 times before the Lord. Then he will put some of the oil that is in his palm on the person to be made clean. He will put that oil on the same places he put the blood of the guilt offering. The priest will put some of the oil on the tip of the person's right ear, on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of the person's right foot. He will put the oil that is left in his palm on the head of the person to be made clean. In this way, he will make that person pure before the Lord. Then the priest must offer the sin offering to make that person pure. After that, he will kill the animal for the burnt offering. He will then offer up the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. In this way, the priest will make that person pure, and that person will become clean. A poor person might not be able to afford all these offerings, so that poor person can use one male lamb as a guilt offering. It will be presented to God so that the priest can make that person pure. The poor person must take 8 cups of fine flour mixed with oil. This flour will be used for a grain offering. The poor person must also take 2/3 of a pint of olive oil and 2 doves or 2 young pigeons. Even poor people can afford these things. One bird will be a sin offering and the other will be a burnt offering. On the 8th day, that person will bring these things to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. These things will be offered before the Lord so that the person can become clean. The priest will take the lamb for the guilt offering and the oil, and he will lift them up to show they were offered before the Lord. Then he will kill the lamb of the guilt offering, take some of its blood, and put it on the tip of the right ear of the person to be made clean. The priest will put some of this blood on the thumb of the right hand and on the big toe of the right foot of this person. He will also pour some of this oil into his own left palm. He will use the finger of his right hand to sprinkle some of the oil that is in his left palm 7 times before the Lord. Then he will put some of the oil that is in his palm on the same places he put the blood from the guilt offering. He will put some of the oil on the tip of the right ear of the person to be made clean. The priest will put some of the oil on the thumb of the right hand and on the big toe of the person's right foot. He will put the oil that is left in his palm on the head of the person to be made clean. In this way, he will make that person pure before the Lord. Then the priest must offer one of the doves or young pigeons. He must offer whichever the person can afford. He must offer one of these birds as a sin offering and the other bird as a burnt offering. He must offer the birds with the grain offering. In this way, the priest will make that person pure before the Lord, and that person will become clean. These are the rules for making people clean after they become well from a skin disease. These are the rules for those who cannot afford the regular sacrifices for becoming clean. Rules for mildew in a house. The Lord also said to Moses and Aaron,
I am giving the land of Canaan to your people. Your people will enter that land. At that time, I might cause mildew to grow in someone's house. The person who owns that house must come and tell the priest, I see something like mildew in my house.
The following are further instructions from the Lord. Then the priest must order the people to take everything out of the house before he goes in to look at the mildew. Then the priest will not have to say everything in the house is unclean. After the people have taken everything out of the house, the priest will go in to look at the house. He will look at the mildew. If the mildew on the walls of the house has holes that are green or red color, and if the mildew goes into the wall surface, he must go out of the house and lock the house for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest must come back and check the house. If the mildew has spread on the walls of the house, then he must order the people to tear out the stones with the mildew on them and throw them away. They must put these stones at a special unclean place outside the city. Then the priest must have the entire house scraped inside. The people must throw away the plaster that was scraped off the walls. They must put that plaster at a special unclean place outside the city. Then new stones must be put in the walls, and the walls must be covered with new plaster. Maybe someone took away the old stones and plaster and put in new stones and plaster. And maybe mildew again appears in that house. Then the priest must come in and check the house. If the infection has spread in the house, it is a disease that spreads quickly to other places. So the house is unclean. The house must be torn down. All the stones, plaster, and pieces of wood must be taken to the special unclean place outside the city. Anyone who goes into that house will be unclean until evening. Anyone who eats in that house or lies down in there must wash their clothes. After new stones and plaster are put in a house, the priest must check the house. If the mildew has not spread through the house, the priest will announce that the house is clean because the mildew is gone. Then, to make the house clean, the priest must take two birds, a piece of cedar wood, a piece of red cloth, and a hyssop plant. He will kill one bird in a clay bowl over running water. Then he will take the cedar wood, the hyssop, the piece of red cloth, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the bird that was killed over running water. Then he will sprinkle that blood on the house seven times. In this way, he will use these things to make the house clean. He will go to an open field outside the city and let the living bird go free. In this way, the priest will make the house pure. The house will be clean. These are the rules for any infection of leprosy, for mildew on pieces of cloth, or in a house. These are the rules for swellings, rashes, or bright spots on the skin. These rules teach when something is clean and when something is unclean. These are the rules about these kinds of disease. Mark chapter 13, verses 1 to 31. Jesus warns about the future. Jesus was leaving the temple area. One of his followers said to him,
"Teacher, look how big those stones are! What beautiful buildings!"
Jesus said, "Do you see these great buildings? They will all be destroyed. Every stone will be thrown down to the ground. Not one stone will be left on another." Later, Jesus was on the Mount of Olives. He was sitting alone with Peter, James, John, and Andrew. Across the valley, they could see the temple buildings. They said to Jesus,
"Tell us when these things will happen, and what will show us it is time for them to happen."
Jesus said to them, "Be careful. Don't let anyone fool you. Many people will come and pretend to be me. They will say,
'I am the Messiah.'
And they will fool many people. You will hear about wars that are being fought, and you will hear stories about other wars beginning. But don't be afraid. These things must happen before the end comes. Nations will fight against nations. Kingdoms will fight against other kingdoms. There will be times of famine and earthquakes in different places. These things are only the beginning of troubles, like the first pains of a woman giving birth. You must be careful. There are people who will arrest you and take you to be judged for being my followers. They will beat you in their synagogues. You will be forced to stand before kings and governors. You will tell them about me. Before the end comes, the good news must be told to all nations. Even when you are arrested and put on trial, don't worry about what you will say. Say whatever God tells you at the time. It will not really be you speaking. It will be the Holy Spirit. Brothers will turn against their own brothers and hand them over to be killed. Fathers will hand over their own children to be killed. Children will turn against their own parents and will have them killed. All people will hate you because you follow me. But those who remain faithful to the end will be saved. But when you see the terrible thing that causes destruction, you will know it is time to run. You will see this thing standing in the place where it should not be." Reader, I trust you understand what this means. Everyone in Judea at that time should run away to the mountains. They should run away without stopping for anything. If someone is on the roof of their house, they must not go inside to get anything out of the house. If someone is in the field, they must not go back to get a coat. During that time, it will be hard for women who are pregnant or have small babies. Pray that these things will not happen in winter, because those days will be full of trouble. There will be more trouble than has ever happened since the beginning, when God made the world. And nothing but bad will ever happen again. But the Lord has decided to make that terrible time short. If it were not made short, no one could survive. But the Lord will make that time short to help the special people He has chosen. Someone might say to you at that time,
"Look, there is the Messiah!"
Or another person might say,
"There He is!"
But don't believe them. False messiahs and false prophets will come and do miracles and wonders, trying to fool the people God has chosen, if that is possible. So be careful. Now I have warned you about all this before it happens. During the days following that time of trouble, the sun will become dark and the moon will not give light. The stars will fall from the sky and the powerful forces in the sky will be shaken. Then people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send His angels all around the earth to gather His chosen people from every part of the earth. The fig tree teaches us a lesson. When its branches become green and soft and new leaves begin to grow, you know that summer is very near. In the same way, when you see all these things happening, you will know that the time is very near, already present. I assure you that all these things will happen while some of the people of this time are still living. The whole world, earth, and sky will be destroyed. But my words will last forever. Psalm chapter 30, verses 8 through 12. A psalm of David. A song for the dedication of the temple. So, Lord, I prayed to you. I asked you, Lord, to show me mercy. I said, what good is it if I die and go down to the grave? The dead just lie in the dirt. They cannot praise you. They cannot tell anyone how faithful you are. Lord, hear my prayer and be kind to me. Lord, help me. You have changed my sorrow into dancing. You have taken away my rags and clothed me with joy. You wanted me to praise you and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Thank you, everyone. That was day 65. Join us for day 66. We'll learn from Leviticus how to keep the body pure, and this includes discharge of all kinds. And then we'll look at the day of purification. And this includes specific instructions to Aaron so he doesn't get vaporized like his two sons. And in the book of Mark, we hear about the plan to kill Jesus. And Judas agrees to help his enemies while Jesus prepares a Passover meal with his followers. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.